questioning if what they were saying was right or not. They made it so that they thought they were more than a bag of chips. This plus a bag of chips, right? The full deal. And what they would do is they'd go and discredit others to make them feel better about themselves. They'd discredit others like Paul, right? They'd teach that Paul lied and that he spoke of foolish things. And know that when the Bible now we think of fool as like, yeah, it's just a fool. But foolish things, so they're really putting Paul down. Paul wants discernment. Wants them to use righteous judgment to tell who's telling the truth. Is it Paul or is it these other guys? Paul, which actually I like about Paul because sometimes we all have a sarcastic side to us, don't we? Sometimes we just get that. It's like, come on. Sometimes. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 16, we'll start out with Lana. Can you read that?
Yes. I say again, let no one think me a fool, if otherwise at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little.
So Paul is saying, I'm not a fool. He said, I'm not a fool. I speak of Jesus and not of foolish things. But since you listen to these other guys, if you do listen to fools, if you think me a fool, let me tell my side. Since you liked to listen to fools, and let me boast, you know, not as these fools sway your thoughts, but let me boast a little bit. So what is boasting?
Like making yourself like puffed up with your like actions, like making yourself feel like really good with like the actions that you've done.
Like what?
Bragging,
right? Exactly. So that's boasting, right? And which is seen as very positive, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right? We all want to do that, right? We should all be doing that constantly. So it's kind of seen as a negative, right? Boasting. In verses 17 through 18, 17 and 18, Sienica, can you read that?
What I speak not according to the Lord, but as it were, foolishly. This is confidence of boasting. Seeing that many boast according to the flesh, I also will boast.
So, Paul wants to make it clear that boasting is not one of the characteristics. He didn't boast about himself. He could have. Nobody's done the things that Jesus has done. But he didn't. And that's the awesome thing. But so it's not a characteristic of Jesus. But he wants to make that clear. In Jeremiah 9:23, Cassia, can you read that?
Thus says the Lord, let not the wise wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
So another form of glorying is boasting, right? So the Lord said, don't boast in these things. And then James 4:16. Jesse, can you?
But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
So, in arrogance, in which would be in what you've done in the flesh, would be evil. Boasting according to the flesh is not a good thing. Why do we think that?
Because flesh is evil.
Flesh is evil. Our desires, our fleshly desires, can be evil. They can be not evil, but they could be evil.
Inherently?
That's a big word. I don't.
It's not a
difficult
word.
But that's a fancy word. I don't know English too well. No, it brings out pride, doesn't it? Boasting and bragging. It brings out pride. Yes.
I saw this thing on Pinterest, and it was like a chart that showed like where like activity in the body is when you feel certain emotions.
Oh, uh-huh.
And when you feel pride, it's like very like up like in the head, and like very like warm like in the chest and in the head. And I thought that was like cool, because it kind of reminds me of like being like a hothead. I feel like that may be where the thing came from.
That's right, cool. And there's a lot. The torso and shame. Huh? That is a good illustration, is what I should say. A good illustration of being puffed up, and where it affects us being puffed up. It's in our head. It's our focus. And what it does is it focuses on ourself. Right? It makes us, on my power. I could do all things through me. It's I could do this. Which is weird. You say, the world wants to tell you, oh no, that's exactly what you want. But we'll see Paul's idea is a little bit different. It focuses on us. Paul uses the staff that's focusing is typically about self. Would actually boast about. Because he says he's going to boast, and we'll see him boast. In verses 19 and 20, Aiden, can you read that?
For you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. For you put up with it if no one brings you into bondage. If one endeavors you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face.
All right, so who are the fools Paul's talking about? The false prophets, exactly. He's talking about the false prophets. And now, Corinth, that's where the Corinthians are from, right? That's the city. It's in Greece. And it was... swelled up in their head, right? A little pride. And so they find themselves very wise. So Paul being Paul, right, says, you guys were so have you let people lie to you? You know, so it's a little bit of a dig. But then why check facts? Verses 21, Lana.
To our shame, I say that we were too weak for that. But in whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also.
All right, so to Paul's critics, they accuse him of being weak. And they were so strong, right? They're so strong. And they would step out and say, oh, Paul, he's just a fool. You know, if the Corinthians only wanted to listen to people who are bold, Paul wasn't shy. He wasn't shy. He said, well, you know what? I'm bold also. You know, these people come out and they say lies boldly, but I'm bold also. Verses 22, Sianica.
Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I.
All right, so know this, that in the culture of the day, and it's still is that the family tree is very important. Your family tree, you know, means a lot and tells exactly who you are. You know, these guys, you know, they have to be telling the truth. Look at, they were Hebrew. They were Israelites. Their great, 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 great grandfather was Abraham. They have to be telling the truth. You know, they know God. You know, there's my proof. Done deal. Right? Paul was all that, but yet he was still alive. Right? When we first met Paul in the Bible, you know, his Hebrew name Saul, he was persecuting Christians. You know, but that didn't change the fact that he was Hebrew, that he was Israelite. As grandfather, or, you know, his seed was Abraham. You know, what Paul does, he says, yeah, I'm all that. So, and he poses a question to him, what truly matters? And it's, are they ministers of Christ? You know, it shows is who you know is more important about than where you're from. Every one of us needs to decide if we're going to have that personal relationship with Jesus. It doesn't matter if your family believes, if your brother or your parents believe. Just because you're related to somebody what's a Christian doesn't make you a Christian. You know, and that's actually a big head turner for that time. Because, you know, like I said, family was huge back then. Your family and where you came from. So, no, Paul actually preached on a lot of things that were against tradition. But he's saying that, you know, do they follow Christ? That's the important thing. It's not, you know, where they got their education or who their parents were. It's do they follow Christ? That's the important thing. Verses 23 through 25. Cassia?
Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I had been in the deep.
And then Jesse 26 through 28.
In journeys often, in peril perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches.
I really wish they would not, like, repeat, like, in perils multiple times.
Yeah.
Perils and then waters, robbers, countrymen.
I wish that would be the best.
You don't even feel like
perils
is a real
word
anymore.
It's very annoying to read.
It is.
But he's emphasizing what the trouble was, yeah. Right? But and when he's talking about y'all know this, right? Yeah. I don't think Paul
I was in the deep waters. I almost died multiple times.
But if you look, shrimpy guy in this world coming against him and crushing him, right? It'd be a picture of this weak man with lots of trouble. Yet, this weak man was able to endure many things. In verse 29, Aiden.
Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble and I do not burn with
indignation. And I like to point. People, just because you guys might not know what it means. Does anybody know what indignation means? Or what the true meaning of...
I think
you
know what it means.
You can kind of get a feel for it.
Almost. Like a public humiliation kind of?
Yeah.
Part of that.
There is a...
Isn't there? An in means like... Like not, so to like remove dignity, I guess.
Remove dignity. And you guys are really close because I think Lana's looking it up, right?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Anger aroused by something perceived as unjust, mean, or unworthy.
So if you're embarrassed or something, you feel like you're unjustly judged. And that makes you feel happy. No, usually it makes you feel angry, a little mad or sad. He's not angry because he's not not treating it, oh, I got perils. My flesh is weak. I'm good with that. I could admit this. Yet I'm strong. So it's kind of like that double standard. It's like I'm weak, but I'm strong. He stumbles, but he's not angry because of the trial he's been facing. Verses 30 through 33. Rana?
If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under Arius,
Archelaus,
was guarding the city of, oh my God,
Damascus.
It's Damascus.
Damascus.
Not Damascus.
Isn't it?
Damascus.
Oh, it doesn't have a
seat. Damascus, what? With the caravan, desiring to arrest me, but I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hands.
All right, so I can imagine you if I was telling the story. Do you have? Something, yeah, they
were cool and jumped out of the window. That surrounds the city, the wall.
The wall.
Very tall wall.
Very tall wall. And
somehow, it's like the Fast and Furious
one. Right, goes, tumbles the car. The car goes up into space. It's fine. It's fine. They have duct tape. It's good. It's fine. Yo, the strength. All right, I just lost my place. Thank you. Showed a sign of weakness. He didn't stand up to this king. He ran, right? Why would he boast in weakness? Why would somebody boast in weakness? Yes?
I think it makes you stronger that you're allowed to, that you can like feel as though you can like show that weak side of yourself. Because it's easy to boast about stuff that you're good at, but it's difficult to talk about the things that you aren't good at.
Right.
So.
Good.
I feel as though he's trying to show that he's like still human.
Right.
Because
he's kind of like a normal guy.
Yeah, and like Corinthians like put like they're like apostles on like very high pedestals, but he's just trying to be like, I don't know, I'm human like you guys.
Right.
Like, cool.
No, I like that. That was good. And that's why I asked you guys. You guys come up with gems. But you also because he's doing things, he's showing strength as he's not boasting in himself, but he's boasting in somebody who's more powerful than him. He's boasting in somebody who helped him out when he needed help the most. when we're all in trouble, somebody who could come along us and help us and pick us up. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 15, I completely forgot. Oh, wait.
Well, you
yeah. No, yeah, that's a Seneca. Right?
Shall the axe boast itself against him who chops with it, or shall the saw exalt itself against him who saws with it, as if a rod could wield itself against those who lift it up, or as if a staff could lift up as it were not wood?
What? Paul shows weakness, yet in order to go through the trials, that Paul, God, right? He leans on God. Paul takes that focus, what usually boasting puts on himself, and he puts on a proper place, and that's Jesus. God was the only reason Paul had any victory, and he knew that. So Paul's like that axe. Can that axe, that axe technically is what cuts down a tree, chops a tree. But without somebody wielding it, somebody helping it along, the axe just sits there. Right? It's not, can't do anything. A staff, it can beat you pretty good, but it can't do it by itself. Right? It's just a piece of wood. It's just going to sit there. It needs somebody to wield it. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, Cassia. So if we're going to boast, which I could tell you guys boast a lot, this is really up for you guys, is if we're going to boast in something worth boasting about, boast about the Lord. Take the focus off of us and put it on God, because that's where it should be.
Trying to say, he's not better than everyone else just because he's a messenger for God.
Yes, but it was actually what it's actually going to do. Join a contract between what you should boast about and what you shouldn't boast about. Because they were you guys should trust me. Give me your money. Give me money because I'm that good.
Social Security number?
Right? Because ultimately we need to get to that point where it's okay to know that you need help. I've been there as a part of pride too, is where you don't like to ask for help. Who likes to ask for help? You do like to ask. That is good. That's a good thing. Because sometimes get you in trouble.
I don't want to inconvenience people.
I get that. And it's also a trust issue. But for me, it's a trust issue as far as I know I'm going to do it the way I want it done. And they don't do it that way, which isn't the right way. But But.
So you have
control. Specific.
Oh my gosh.
No. Jesus is there for us when we need him, and we need him because we do go through those struggles. Everybody goes through struggles. It's not uncommon to go through struggles. So let's close in prayer, and then we have communion. Cassia, can you close us in prayer?
Sure. Dear God, thank you for this family, and thank you for the message you've spoken through Gary today. And I pray that we all have a good day and have a good rest of our week. And this we say in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.